Today's reading on the job market, still stuck.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Mitchell Hartman in for Steve Chiatakis. The number of people filing unemployment claims jumped by 6,000 this week, according to the Labor Department. That's going to make it harder to get the unemployment rate down from its current 9%. We get that key government report tomorrow. Meanwhile, nearly half of job seekers have been looking for more than 6 months, and Congress hasn't extended unemployment benefits beyond the new year. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein went to an unemployment office in Concord.
You can see why extending benefits is such a tough question by talking with Joe.
Joe Giaquinta, Giaquinta.
Joe's been out of work for a while now.
I started collecting at the end of August of 2010.
With unemployment stuck at 9%, it's almost gospel. The longer you're out of work, the harder it'll be to shove your way back in, which is why the guy who used to fix people's furnaces has expanded his search into the kitchen.
But you know what? They're looking at my resume, what I did for the past 23 years. They say, this guy doesn't know how to cook.
At this point, Joe is just about out of benefits. University of Chicago economist Robert Shimer says giving people up to 99 weeks of benefits buys millions of Americans a mirage, the dream that they can recapture their old lives.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of workers who are not going to get jobs that look like what they were getting before. They're workers who are going to take substantial and long-term wage cuts.
Shimer says workers like Joe need to adapt and get a new set of expectations. Not easy for a 55-year-old guy who used to make around $50,000 a year.
You know, the kids are out of the house, but I still have a mortgage and I have utilities and taxes and insurances. That's why I don't want to get stuck right now in that $9 an hour job.
Some economists say not only do those benefits keep Joe and his wife in their home, that money helps drive the country's recovery. Critics argue the cash Joe gets every week would be better off in the hands of employers. Instead of paying into the unemployment system, companies would have more money to grow and hire more workers. Of course, ending those extensions means millions of people like Joe Giaquinta have to scramble.
It's forget the career, it's survival right now. I'm going to have to resort to the McDonald's or the Lowe's or the Home Depot.
If Joe doesn't get one of those jobs, he may just drop out of the labor market entirely. And Professor Shimer says there's a cost to that, too. In Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And now let's do the numbers. Today, Wall Street's giving back some of yesterday's huge gains, which came after coordinated action by the world's central bankers to ease the European debt crisis. The Dow's now down 27 at 12,018. NASDAQ's down 0.2, so's the S&P 500. Europe's markets are mixed. And it's still not clear if Europe's wealthier countries can raise enough in their bailout fund. Today, the new head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, said European countries need to submit to tighter control and coordination of their budgets to boost confidence in the euro.
Companies, markets, and the citizens of Europe expect policymakers to act decisively to resolve the crisis.
One thing European leaders will be doing today is deciding how to cut billions in subsidies to the giant European plane maker Airbus. That's to level the playing field with its U.S. rival, Boeing. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Mitchell.
So remind us, what is this dispute all about?
About so-called launch aid, European governments lend Airbus billions of euros when it's developing a new plane like the A380. Boeing successfully argued before the World Trade Watchdog that this is an illegal subsidy. Today, the Europeans will announce how they plan to get rid of it.
And will the decision today resolve the fight?
Probably not. If Boeing isn't satisfied, it'll appeal. That could take another 2 years. And in the meantime, Airbus won its trade case that Boeing is getting an illegal subsidy in the shape of tax breaks, and that case could rumble on for some time yet as well.
Is either side really right in this dispute?
Well, they're both wrong. We're all sinners, Mitchell. But the US argues that Airbus does better. Howard Wealdon, an airline analyst with BCG Partners, agrees.
The Europeans have benefited far more than the Americans have. If it was a fair and equitable system, then fine, but it isn't and it can't be.
But when is this all going to end? Who knows? It'll probably go on forever.
It's a long time. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks very much.
Okay, Mitchell.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Legislators in Illinois have rejected a bill to give millions in tax breaks to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which could lead the Merc to pull up stakes. From WBEZ in Chicago, Susie Ahn reports.
The CME Group has been at the center of Chicago's financial sector for more than 160 years. Gaston Cerrone is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
Chicago has taken on a much more visible role because of the tremendous growth that we've seen in derivatives trading, for which Chicago has been a hub.
Now, CME is threatening to leave Chicago because of a recent hike in the Illinois corporate tax rate. But a move wouldn't be cheap. Stacy Kruger-Berndorf is with commercial real estate firm Transwestern. CME employs as many as 2,000, but many other jobs in Chicago rely on it.
There are these other companies that are affiliated with them, and what about them?
And then there's what to do about the big Chicago Board of Trade building that it owns.
I'm seeing it right outside my window right now, and I can see the goddess of Ceres there, and she's not going to be moved.
The CME Group wouldn't comment on what it'll do next. In Chicago, I'm Susie Ahn for Marketplace.
And if they moved out of Chicago, could they still be called the Chicago Merc? Speaking of naming, Kelowna, Iowa is getting into that business. To raise money for city improvements, it's auctioning off naming rights to a local creek. Right now it's called the West Drainage Ditch. Could be, I don't know, Office Depot West Drainage Ditch? Maybe the Marketplace Morning Report West Drainage Ditch. Anyway, bids will be taken on eBay. In Los Angeles, I'm Mitchell Hartman. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's one country we keep hearing about with the whole European debt crisis thing. Not Greece, not Italy, it's...
Well, they think that the euro is in jeopardy, but on the other hand, they don't think that it is a catastrophe if the euro were to fail at the end of the day.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What do the Germans really think? That's next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.